we have to have that property, upon a dissolution of the company, go to other nonprofits. It cannot benefit anybody in the company. You understand? Do you have those things by chance? And if you don't, we can give you the opportunity to get that make that happen.
So that would be the Yellow Ribbon bylaws and constitution?
Or no, what? It would be in the company that owns it now. Whatever Yellow Ribbon Ministries, I guess, whatever. That,
yeah.
Is that a company or is that just Mr. Duggar?
No, it's a company. So his LLC purchased it and then donated it to Yellow Ribbon Ministries.
Okay.
As a nonprofit.
And Yellow Ribbon Ministries is a nonprofit?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So all assets, even if you have a building that's $2-3 million, would have to go to nonprofits upon dissolution of the company. So do you have that documentation here by chance? In other words, if you're wanting an exemption, we have to be able to have evidence that that property is in fact going. If you're just wanting to talk about value and keep it as a personal piece of property or the industry and not be part of the nonprofit, then that's different and we just have to talk about valuation. But if you want it exempted for tax purposes, we have to have that legal documentation showing us that it's a not-for-profit. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is Yellow Ribbon Ministries, and you said it was a company. What's the action? Is it an Inc.? Is it an LLC?
It's a 501c3.
Okay. It's a non-for-profit. We would need to see the bylaws showing that upon dissolution that all assets of the corporation will be. You can get exemptions for tax purposes through the IRS, but it doesn't mean that all the property you own is going to be exempt. Okay, that stands for Kanakuk, that stands for whoever. It has to be used for religious purposes. There are other tests,
right?
Okay, that you have to go through, which you're probably prepared to talk about today. But I'm just, at the end of the day, we still are going to need that documentation to show us that it is going to go to a nonprofit entity upon dissolution. Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
and if you want to tell us about the use and everything right now, feel free. Go ahead.
Well, okay, sure. Basically, we've opened it as an education center for we're focusing on freedom, so we're telling the truth of America's history as it pertains to political freedom and the truth of the gospel as it pertains to personal freedom. And we communicate this through, you know, different dramatic productions and worship services and prayer meetings and resource center and for like library bookstore kind of thing. So I was prepared to just tell you that part that mm-hmm. it is definitely for worship and education, and it is a 501c3 nonprofit. It's a public outreach, but we do meet in the building regularly and have had several events and all under that umbrella of outreach, education.
Okay, when you're talking about education, tell me more about that.
Well, we're just taking principles about the founding of America and the whole idea of government and tyranny and all of that, and helping apply it to today's situation. And we use a lot of quotes from the past founders, founding documents, that kind of thing, and try to make those principles come alive for all age groups. So,
are you saying there's theater productions?
There's dramatic productions, concerts, that kind of thing, conferences. So it's, you know, there's multiple ways that we're getting that done, but
do you sell things?
We in the bookstore do sell things, but it all goes right back into the nonprofit, mm-hmm. you know.
And is there a fee for coming to see any of this stuff?
We charge for one concert. It was a fundraising concert with the Collingsworth family, and ended up not making anything really, but we got a lot of email addresses and that kind of thing. So we're still really in the initial stages of this, trying to cast the vision, spread the word, get people plugged in. The other two major events that we've had were free admission for everyone in the community. And then we you know, we really put emphasis on veterans and all that as well. It's a great opportunity to honor them and recognize
them. And again, as the example I used, a lot of people may find your cause great, and it needs to benefit society as a whole. There's lots of testing here. But the main thing that I'm going to need is I need that document. I mean, when I say I, the board, needs the documentation to show us that this building is not going to an individual or to benefit somebody. And I hate to table another one, but if you want us to find this property as exempt of this large property, mm-hmm. like so many in Branson that has been taken off the tax rolls,
right,
we have to be satisfied that the legal framework has been met for that. Okay, so right. I'm going to have that documentation. If you, so we can table it until Tuesday, and we can have you try to get that. I assume your attorney or counsel, somebody may have that information, yeah. but we would have to have that. Do you have any comments?
I do.
Okay.
Okay. So this, as you said, originally belonged to a mega church. They had not been using it for more than 3 years, so it's been abandoned. They actually were supposed to be paying taxes if we followed the Franciscan rule, because it has to be continuously used and open for charitable purposes. And even they admitted they hadn't used it. But they sold it to Warehouse Spaces LLC in April of 2020. For some reason, nobody switched over to taxing them, because Warehouse Spaces is
right.
a business, so every realtor is supposed to prorate those taxes, and there was a glitch in there. And so they didn't pay taxes last year. This year, Mr. Duggar changed to Yellow Ribbon Ministries. He filled out the form to ask to be tax exempt. I denied it, first of all, because we've been out there several times and it's closed. They're not using it. We're not even with the state tax commission person, because we were actually checking across the parking lot, which is one of Mr. Ruta and Mr. Creedon's hotels
okay.
that they're turning into apartment. So we've been out there several times. And then Warehouse Spaces sent us a sales letter signed by Mr. Duggar, which was very low for this property. It was less than buying a house. And in the meantime, while I'm
looking... Wasn't true value is what you're saying?
I don't know.
Right.
So, I mean, he sent in sales stuff, but now he has come in with this application for real property, and he has signed it with a notary. Actually, he had Andy Adams, who is a notary, do this, and he's given another sales letter to his Yellow Ribbon Ministry saying it's $2,500,000, which that number I found more believable.
Right.
So that's why we changed the value to what he said it was for that. But we had it at five.
Right.
$5 million.
I'm familiar. I mean, I even had...
And so as you said, I mean, you know what you're asking for. I was just going to let them take it to the State Tax Commission, because the things that I have signed by Mr. Duggar are so discongruent.
Here's what I'm going to suggest to you. I mean, there's a big tax bill here if you don't do this right. And, mm-hmm. and I'm going to suggest to you, as the last people, you probably want to have him talk to legal counsel. I think they will know what you need to do to make sure this, if it is truly used for this purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got a short window here, because we're trying to close out business. So if we move this to Tuesday, you need to get in to see somebody, you know, today or, you know, I would do it quick. But they're going to be able to tell you what you need to do to meet that test, okay? And you may decide you don't want to meet that test and you're going to go ahead and pay taxes. That's fine. But that's what I'm going to suggest to you. Right now, I don't have enough information to exempt you. Okay, or I don't feel I do.
I thought I saw something on there that they said the value was $1 million.
That's what he's written on his newspaper, but the notarized copy that he actually just had this notarized, because when he sent it to me and I denied it, he had not had it notarized. So he came in person Let me tell you the date here. June 29th this year, and had Andy notarize this, and that includes the sales letter that came, and that was the $2,500,000. So
okay. We can still talk about value if we get to that point. But I'm just going to suggest to you and I want to get your input too.
Yeah, I've actually been to a man at that building for their foundation. I do believe they're a not-for-profit. As to the viability, I can't attest to that, but I think it's a tremendous endeavor that what they're trying to do in this community. I think it would be, it fits our culture here. As to, the viability of it being established as an exempt property, I think there's some work that needs to be done to do that.
And if you can't get it done in time, this isn't the end of the line. Yeah. You can still go before the State Tax Commission, and they'll hear it for you and set the value for you. So.
And we'll give you the opportunity. We'll give you the opportunity to come back here Tuesday if you can't get it done, as she says. Because we don't have enough information, we can deny it. The tax commission can then take it up, and they may grant it based on what you've already established. So, we don't have a stake in the claim either way, but we just know what we have to do it for you. Okay.
So you just need a documentation for the nonprofit.
I need documentation of the fact. Well, your attorney get legal advice. The attorney will know what you need to have in order to get it exempt for tax purposes, real estate tax purposes.
If you want to look through that, make sure that if we have it, maybe we do. I don't want to run you off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Until we're sure. But you're a lawyer, and you would know what
you're
looking for.
Sure.
The other thing on theaters, I know you value them based on a cost to build. It's probably not even $2 million. It's much more than that. But I'm going to use the term white elephant, I heard a term 500,000, I heard a million, Yes.
They are, and this is not in a very good location, I realize that too. And so, I didn't find $500,000 believable based on what a house costs. Because you're getting a big theater and asphalt. But then when he brought in that he said he paid $2.5 million, that seemed more believable than the $5 million. It's a white elephant, obviously. And I was willing to go down that.
The $2.5 million was what?
He gave me that new value that he paid as Yellow Ribbon Ministries. He paid Warehouses LLC for that building.
He paid $500,000 for it to Faith Life Church, and then when he donated it to Yellow Ribbon, he put that 2.4 value on it. But it was no transfer of money.
I think that's probably a donation.
It was a sales letter.
Right.
He filled out a sales letter and put it.
Kelly can speak up to that.
Can I speak to that for just a second? This guy's from Arkansas, and they have a way of doing that in Arkansas. In Arkansas, you were required to do a certificate of value or some attachment to the deed. And I think the only real actual sale we have here is where he paid $500,000 for the property.
However, I find it interesting the limitation.
$2.5 million is what I'm assuming they put it on the books of the nonprofit, and that's what you're required to do in Arkansas. Sure. Go right ahead.
So you guys hearing?
I'm sorry to interrupt. The articles and bylaws do contain a distribution of assets provision, which does distribute it upon dissolution to a public. So we can consider it. Based on what you said, though, I find it interesting that you have a limitations of activity in here. No activities. It's just carrying on propaganda, but of course you wouldn't say that was true, or otherwise attempting to influence legislation. In other words, it's not supposed to be for political purposes, your own bylaws.
Right. Right, it's not.
Okay.
It's not political.
All right, just want to make sure.